My lords, if you would hear a high tale of love and of death, here is that of Tristan and of Queen Isolde. How to their full joy, but to their sorrow also, they loved each other, and how at last they died of that love together upon one day, she by him and he by her. Long ago, when Mark was king over Cornwall, Rivelin, king of Lyonesse, heard that Mark's enemies waged war on him. So he crossed to the sea to bring him aid. And so faithfully did he serve him with counsel and sword that Mark gave him his sister, Blanche Fleur, whom King Rivelin loved most marvelously. He wedded her in Tintagel Minster, but hardly was she wed when the news came to him that his old enemy Duke Morgan had fallen on Lyonesse and was wasting town and field. Then Rivelin manned his ships in haste and took Blanche Fleur with him to his far land. But she was with child. He landed below his castle of Canoel and gave the queen in ward to his marshal Rohalt, and after that set off to wage his war. Blanche Fleur waited for him continually, but he did not come home, till she learnt upon a day that Duke Morgan had killed him in foul ambush. She did not weep. She made no cry or lamentation, but her limbs failed her and grew weak, and her soul was filled with a strong desire to be rid of the flesh, and though Rohalt tried to soothe her, she would not hear. 3 days she awaited reunion with her lord, and on the fourth she brought forth a son. And taking him in her arms, she said, "A little son, I have longed a while to see you, and now I see you the fairest thing ever a woman bore. In sadness came I hither, in sadness did I bring forth, and in sadness has your first feast day gone. And as by sadness you came into the world, your name shall be called Tristan, that is, the child of sadness." After she had said these words, she kissed him, and immediately when she had kissed him, she died.